last perek, which is a inyan b'fnei atzmai. But the next two pokim are very much miskasha to what the Medrash says. The Medrash gives us a reason why we read Megillas Rus, is because Torah tchilos gemilas chasodim v'soif gemilas chasodim. And Rus is a sefer of gemilas chasodim. So today we're going to zero in on Mitzvah Hashem. What is this nekuda of Megillas Rus is a sefer of gemilas chasodim? So we're going to mainly do today Perek Beis, and we'll talk about Perek Gimel today. One inyan, really. But I want to look back at Perek Aleph for one added nekuda. The Af Hashem in Perek Aleph, the anger, the Midas Hadin of Perek Aleph is Ner of Oy. Because Elimelech was from the Grace of Eden. Elimelech was Meguven Lamalchus. Chazal tells us, Elimelech is Eli Melech. The Malchus was, he had a Shaychus to the kingdom. Malchus based on. So he could have been Pasha the Zayde from Mashiach, Elimelech. So he did a bad move. He left Eretz Yisrael. No. That's it. It's over. Ken Shuvaton. Right? Af Hashem. He dies right away. Machlin, Chilion, they lose all their money. Perek Beis is like a, Perek Aleph is like a Holocaust. A couple of psukim. First two tzachdom. Mecholi afa god laza. We don't find that they weren't Mechal Shabbos, they weren't over Avodah Zorah. First a given, Marash. There was nobody who left Eretz Yisrael before. And there's Man Rov. First of all, we had a very choshev zayda that did that, right? Avram Avinu does sach teret. Explain Avram Avinu. The Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha, the Ramban says, "Vayeved Avram chet godol b'shkoga." Avram Avinu did a chet godol to leave Eretz Yisrael by a hunger. B'shkoga, zokte the Ramban, chet godol b'shkoga. If Shimon Schwab Zatzal has a gvalde gevort, he says. That Avad Avram Avinu would have never left Eretz Yisrael. For hunger, he would have never left Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban zogt, Hoyo loy liftoyach b'Hashem. Should have had bitoch. Hoyo loy liftoyach b'Hashem. He says, the Ramban, the Rav Shimon Schwab says, Achap az Achap. He says that Avad Avram k'shul atzmai would have never left Eretz Yisrael. Or be bitochen, you're only allowed to have bitochen for yourself. Nisht of Yenis Cheshbon. Not on the other guy's Cheshbon. You have bitochen for yourself. For yourself, you have to have bitochen. Yenot Atzore, don't tell him, says I'm good. Help him. The guy comes, he's devastated, right? You don't tell him it's going to be good. I mean, it's good to tell him it's going to be good also. The Torah doesn't say Kisira Oni, so stop bitochen for him. Right? You should trust Hashem will help him. The Torah says no. Roll up your sleeves. Posech tiftach es yotcho. Right? The Kotzke always said that when the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Mikom Alamda Yiskalti. So the Rishonim explained, you can learn from anybody. Even a ganav. Certain things, tachpulas of a ganav. You learn from everybody. So the kotzka, but gefrek the kotzka. And what about a koifer? A bikoir is a koifer by Hashem. What's there to learn from him? He said, "Fayene, fayene daf min zayin a koifer. Fayene zog nish the Eibush itself and do for yourself the Eibush itself. Fayene. The Eibush avad. It's not like that avad. You have to have bitochen for yene too. But that's first thing is you have to do. Then you can give him the brachas." One of the biggest mistakes people make is the Gemara says Mavorche Biyud Aleph. That's if you also a Noisin. The Oni doesn't need just your brachas. You have to be a Noisin in Mavorche. He gets a lot of brachas from a lot of people. So if Shimon Schwab says, Avraham Avinu would have been alone, he would have never left Eretz Yisrael. Like the Ramban says, Hoyeloy Liftoyach Bashem. But he had Es HaNefesh Asher Osu Bechoron. Fayeno te Gehalten, he can't have Bitochen for the other person. For myself, I could have Bitochen. Who might have Bitochen for Yena? He says, with Shimon, he says, that's why I state when Avram came down to Mitzrayim. Fayhi, ki hikriv lo avoy Mitzrayim. What's a ki hikriv? She said, ki korav. So to Shimon, the Torah is being miram is why he went down. You want to know why he went down? Fayhi, ki hikriv. He went down because of the people he was makarev, the people who were with him. Also himself, he wouldn't have gone down. Also Avram himself, he wouldn't have gone down. If Shimon makes it so gishmak, you have to know what the tiny talk was. The tiny you have to say is, fort, the Eibishter said lech lecho, the Eibishter gave him avtoch. The avtoch he gave in, you stay in Eretz Yisrael. But anyway, ech sheyeh. So they, Elimelech yiton an avle. But for that, everything's over. Those are the options. Fakman on, we start Perek Beis. So what do we see in Perek Beis? The Torah tells us that they met everybody. Who did they meet when they came to Eretz Yisrael? They met everybody. Zong Chazal, Dosi Given HaLevaya. Who was the Levaya? Ishto Yishol Boyaz. Boyaz's Rebbetzin died. But listen to the Loshon of the Medrash Rabbi in Rus, Perek Gimel. Is mashma from Medrash Rabbe Adover Neura. You know, you have a Levaya, you have a bigger Levaya, but you have people that go, you have people that don't go to Levaya. Zogen Chazal, Ishtoi Shol Boyaz Mesa. I'm reading you the words of the Medrash. Ishtoi Shol Boyaz Mesa. Boyaz's wife died, Ba'oisa Ayoim. Ve'nichnisu Kol Yisrael Ligmilus Chasodim. Everybody. The Ozul Kol Amo Legmilus Chasodo. The ganze Klal Yisrael. Whoever was there, went to the Levaya. There was not one lazy person. Says, sure, there's enough people there. It's hot. I'm afraid I'm going to faint over there. There won't be enough Hatzolah people. Take care of me. Not one person didn't go. The Medrash is doubling down. Kol Yisrael v'ozul kol amo l'gmilus chasoda. The ganz klal Yisrael. Everybody went. What's Lautman from them? What's it coming to tell you? Gateman Vaita. Perek Beis. Rus goes to Lelakate. She goes to collect in the fields. Nebuch deranim. Their mom is aniyim that she has to collect leket shechem peya. Mamish, this is Nomi's daughter-in-law. She has to mamish collect leket shechem peya. What should they do? Boyaz meets Rus, and he tells her, "Hey Taft, Shlomo Zalman, could you get a mesechah Shabbos? Hey Taft, chazdei ha'achron min harishon." He tells Rus what an unbelievable as chesed she is. First he tells her, I heard all the chesed that you did with your mother-in-law. Ah, Ne'er v'oyim. What is Rus, what is Boaz is such a spoilus? Chagod lado. So much spoil from this new Gioris. What's going on here? Bechlal, how does he notice her even? How does he notice that Bruce is even there? Let's notice. Zogen Chazal, a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, says the Gemara, Azay. Vayoymer Boyaz Lenaroi, and Boyaz told his worker, his young worker, Hanitzav Al HaKoitzrim, Limi Anar Azayz. Tozach An Alta Yid, Agot Lado, he's busy asking around, Shaduchim Dom, what's he doing? Let me on how was this. Ask the Gemara, Vichidarko Yishol Boyaz Lisho Benara? What is going on here? Boaz is busy asking questions. It's a pella. What's the tzachta? Zok the Gemara b'mastit and tono divrei chochmo razbo. He saw up his gracious achanim. Big things. What were the big things he saw? Tremendous wisdom. What was the wisdom? Shnei shibolim lokoto. Shloisha shibolim loy lokoto. She took two. When the two stalks fell, she took. When three, she didn't take. Zok the Rebbe Rashi. Kshi roya shnei shibolim shenoflum min hakoytzim. When she saw stalks falling down from the people that were cutting it, loktosan, she took it. Avul shaloish yachad ein loiktos. Why? Zok Rashi, it's a Mishneh. It's a Mishneh Pei. I'm sure all of you know the Mishneh Baal Pei. Shnei shibolim leket gimel ein leket. They drop three stalks. It's not leket. It belongs to the Baal HaBayis. You're not allowed to take it. So what's the grace of Chochmeh? That she knows a Mishneh? What's the big Chochmeh? That even the Gadol HaDor is busy. I mean, the Pella on the Sugi, which is not, you have to look behind the words, is the Gemara L'chor is not answering the Kasha. V'chidar k'lishol Boaz. Boaz asking about girls. Fos Boaz. So what's the answer? He saw two and three. How do you see two and three? He really had to be looking. Davo chochmah rasa, but he saw great wisdom. Two she takes, three she doesn't. How do you notice 2-3? I'm not such a tzaddik like Boaz. I wouldn't notice if there was a lady picking stalks, how many stalks she's picking up. If I told the Rebbe, I noticed the lady she was picking up, and I saw up, how many stalks she's picking up. Those cooks there. And she'd be right. How many stalks the lady's picking up? What? The Taz came out, makes the kasha bigger. I say the kasha is a yenter shekasha. What's the boys is yentering? Who's this? The answer is nishlo yenter. It was my eye, and he looked and he saw a prat cotton. That's not a kasha. That's a kasha behind the kasha. The open question is what's the big divrei chochma? So I'm going to share with you an unbelievable malshah. Unbelievable Masha. This Masha is nervoy. But this will explain to us so many hidden things. Can't even be mark of how many hidden things. If we go to Medrash Rabin Breishis, it's Mashma that already the Al Shech HaKadosh Bayos in Perek Bey says that Rus was a Gilgul of the Bechira of the older daughter of Lot, right? She was a Gilgul of her. Hazay Zokta. It's a Zohar Chadash like that also. What's the Shaychus? So I think if you look here in the Medrash, when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to fear Melchoma, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu not to fear Melchoma with Moav. Al Totzer as Moav, Al Tizkor ba Melchoma. So Chazal say, the Medrash says on this Pasuk, Loikisha also al Daitcha, also al Daiti. Because I have Rusa Moavia. Rusa Moavia also Lotzis mehem. This is the Dosedoch there. Moshe Rabbeinu also kavuchay memam midyanim shloyas bol azaras moyav. We went, we killed all the midyanim because they helped moyav. Moyav alone, Moshe Rabbeinu made a kavuchay me. Moyav imatzmo loykosh again. Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu name. Loik shol sal dait chol sal daiti. Shtei pides tovah is a rusa moyavia. It's a gevaldige zach. the Preda, from here Mashiach is going to come. Can't get rid of him. Now, if we go to the Medrash Rabbah, it's a scary Medrash. Medrash Rabbah by Chava. By Chava. The Medrash Rabbah over there talks about the Bechira, meaning the older daughter of Lot, was supposed to be an unbelievable Balas Chesed. And that's Rus, was a Gilgul of this daughter. When she is with her father, right? So she says, let's have Zer. What's the Lashon she uses? The Lashon she uses in the Pasuk is, Unichaye me'ovinu Zara. Let's have children from our father. Pashin means, Pashin, when you read it, it looks like maybe it's a selfish thing. She wants to have children. She's doing a despicable act, terrible act, right? Even for a goy, a terrible act. She's doing it selfishly. She wants to have kids. But she uses an interesting lashon. Chazal ha'omer on the lashon. She doesn't say, Nechaye me'avinu ben. We'll have a child. She's Zera. It's a strange thing. Nechaye me'avinu Zera. So Chazal in Medrash Rabbah are ha'omer on that. What is this? Nechaye me'avinu Zera. Ben ein ksiv kan. Elo nechaye me'avinu Zera. Oy soy Zera bo mimokoy macha. And which Zera is that? Zemelech HaMashiach. Zera Acher, Zera means Mashiach. When it's time says Zera, it's talking about Zera. So the Bechira was preparing Mashiach. Preparing Mashiach. And where does that Zera come from? Dorash of Tanchume B'Shem Shmuel. Already we see by Chaveh, when Shais was born, Vatikra Shmoy Shais, Kishos Li Elohim Zera Echa Tachas Hevel, Vosidos, Ze Melech HaMashiach. Unbelievable. So we have here Zera from Chave, Melech Mashiach, Mizgalgal Zera of the Bechira of Loit, Melech HaMashiach. Rus is Fundel, Gilgul Fundel, Fundel. Nervoyim. Unbelievable. There's obviously Dvorim Gdolim buried over here, Tmunim Khan. Now I'll tell you the Marsha. Marsha Zokt Azei. The Marsha Zoymid, on what is this two leke, three is not leke, it's a Mishnah. But the Marsha brings down that it's a Machlekes. A Machlekes, Bisham and Bisu. Zokt says the Marsha, Dover Chochma, Nokat Hochi, the dina who are libra, the Beis Hillel. The Aloch is like Beis Hillel. Like we always paskin like Beis Hillel. Zogt der Marshach, versteh nicht. I don't understand, says the Marshach. Isn't that Poshet, the Aloch is like Beis Hillel? Rusa Givanip, Yotzim and Akal, she was not like Beis Hillel. And the other Aniyim weren't like Beis Hillel. It's Mashma, it's a Pella. Tover Chochma Rabba. Lebe Shammai Gimel Leket, Aladene Leket. Umay Tover Chochma Rabba. Vadai Aniyim Achim, or you medaktikim. What do you think the other Aniyim will know like Beshamai? Listen to Marshall. No Revoim Dike Marshall. No Revoim. Which answers all the kashas. Megillas Rus. And many other kashas. All the kashas I'm saying that we're bringing up. The way it's brought down by Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi explains, what's the machlikas? Beisham Beisil. Why do Beishamai hold three is leket, and Beisil hold only two is leket? It's a drosha, the Yerushalmi says. Time of the Beisil, state, lo'oni, v'lager, tazay v'isa. So it's two, lo'oni, v'lager. From there we learn out two is leket. The time of the Beis Shammai, Gimel, says three times, Lager, Layosayim, V'Lahamoneh. So Beis Shammai, Darshan, Lager, Layosayim, V'Lahamoneh, that three is like it. Zok te'elikim arsho, V'hashto, Rus, Hoiso giyoyres, Aniyo, V'Lahamoneh. Neir voyim. V'ahoy so re'uyo lito gam shalosh. Yeah? Wild. Achidish. Tamam ja. Ja, as I'm also, ruach achidish. Hoy so re'uyo lito gimu. The efshad be'silo moide b'ho. The yesh lazoy v'lo gimu. Problem is, so why Taka didn't she take three? Ukaomar davachoch mahoya ba shaloi tei nechsheves legimul amaduchem eile. Dr. Mashav says she that was a chochma. She didn't want to go down to that level to capitalize. What's in the davachochma? So I want to tell you, Masha zochisi lohovin al pi this marsha, a whole new. My Rebbe, Rebbe Yankiv Zatzal, always used to say that we find Melech Malchus. Malchus has a Tanai. You have to be completely bottled to the Am. The Rambam says, HaMelech Lev Om. A king doesn't think for himself. A king has to think for the Tzibur. That's a Melech. A Melech lives for the people. Can't look at his own life. Rabbi Yankiv Zatzal said, for that reason, we find that Melech HaMashiach, Malchus Beis David, comes from Yibum. It's always Yibum. Yudin Tomo, Boyazin Ruf. Why? What's the Tzachta? Why is it always Azam Maisa? Gidreite Maisa mit HaYibum mit HaDos. So Rabbi Yankiv said a great word. He said, Yibum meant, I'm having a child not for me. L'hokim shem l'ochiv. Not having a child for myself. Having a child for Yene. For Yene. That means, Dr. Biankiv, is Malchus Beis David had to come from a union where it's what we say in Yiddish, Nishich. Not yourself. That's how Malchus Beis David came about. And Take Elimelech was Mesugul Malchus. So when he went and Bimei Rav, when Gans Klais or Rav, Fitzoros Ayin Hoyo Bohem, they didn't want to have to give people money then. He was a rich man. And they ran away to Moyov. That was a steering with his whole Yisoy Nachayim. You're supposed to be a Melech, Eli Melech. That's why everything fell apart. You go against your whole Tachlis. That's the whole Perek Aleph. That's why if you look at the whole Perek Aleph, it's a domino. Everything falls apart. Because it's a stira with what Elimelech is supposed to be standing for. Mamish a stira. Kumt Rus. Rus is take. And that's why it's called Zera. Ben is what's yours. Zera means Fayene. That's why Melech Mashiach is called Zera. Zong Chazal. Zera. Shos Lilikim Zera Acher. The Bechira, this is what I want to say, was licked in Chazal, wasn't interested in herself. She was interested to be maimed for others. That's why it's the Zera, the same Zera of Chava with Chase. That's the Melech HaMashiach. Come from there, Azah, such a Hashkofen. Oh, so now we understand that Rus, Mamish gave up everything for Naomi. And Mamish, as far as she knew, she has no future in Klal Yisrael. And the Malbim says, and it's Mefurish and Chazal, the Evan Ezra brings it down, it's Mefurish and Chazal. When she meets Boaz in Paragimel, and Boaz tells her that you're such a balas chesed, levilti leches achar habachurim, im dal im oshia. So the Malbim says, the Evan Ezra says, and it's found in Chazal, everybody wanted to marry Ruth. I'm not talking about in Klal Yisrael. Brings on all other Mipnei Yoifi or whatever. Everybody wanted to marry her. She ends up marrying a Boaz who's lived for one night. Azok and Muflik. Fayene, because the Shviger, her mother-in-law said, this is a way for us to have a Hamshoche. Boaz is so misspoiled, he says, Hey Teft Chazdecha Achron Menarishim. Paragimel. Right. Now we could understand. Boyaz wasn't a stam. Boyaz knew here's somebody that could be the Ema Malchus. It's not stam. It's not stam. She could be the Ema Malchus. So he was mimic to see. What's with this person? He saw an unbelievable thing. If she was collecting leket for herself, she would have taken 3. Because she was a ger, she was a yosin, and she was almoneh. But she was only there for Nomi. Even when she was collecting leket, she was only there for Nomi. She was only there for Nomi, she collected only 2. That's what Boyaz saw. Boyaz saw somebody was hot nish kinzich. You don't have any of yourself. That was unbelievable. That's what he was so mispoiled. Avad he looked. He was taka looking. He was looking. What's with this? What's to tzachta? Nebuch, an impoverished woman who came from riches. Nebuch, she's mamish in the gutter. And she has an opportunity to collect 3 because taka la ger la yosoyim la amoneh. As Avi the Marshal says. And shnayim lakot shloy shaloy lakot. It's not question 2 or 3. It shows what kind of person she is. For them, it's given their spirals. Okay, stop it.